Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Robert Hannon. North Pole voters will elect two new city council members on October 3rd, but the mayor is saying voters should double-check their ballots before they leave the polling place to ensure they've either checked both names listed or have entered in a write-in candidate. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Voters in North Pole may be in and out of their polling places more quickly than just about anyone else in the borough during Tuesday's election. That's because they'll see only one box on their city ballot that asks voters to select candidates for two open seats on the city council. North Pole Mayor Bryce Ward says that may seem a bit confusing to some voters.
There is only one box on the ballot. However, there's two names on the ballot. Folks can write in as well if they wish.
North Pole's concise ballots will not include Proposition 1, the measure that asks voters to outlaw commercial marijuana production and sales within the borough. Ward says that's because it's a so-called non-area-wide proposition that's only open to voters living outside the incorporated cities.
We also have gotten quite a few calls on that. Folks concerned that they're city residents and they're not going to be able to vote on those issues.
Ward says North Pole City Council members settled the issue last year when they passed an ordinance banning marijuana-related businesses from operating in town. Fairbanks voters will consider a citywide ban on commercial pot there through ballot Proposition A. North Pole voters will, however, get to cast votes on a borough ballot for three assembly seats, three school board seats, and two seats on the Interior Gas Utility Board. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
A U.S. Senate bill to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act won't go before the full Senate for a vote. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell failed to muster the support needed to pass the Graham-Cassidy bill. Senator Lisa Murkowski was seen as a pivotal vote. This summer, she helped kill an earlier repeal effort. But Tuesday, Murkowski sidestepped Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin when asked how she would have voted.
Everybody wants to know, what would you have done? You know what? The real question is what do we do? What do we do now?
This week was the deadline to pass the health care bill as part of the budget, which would have required just 50 Senate votes. Under Senate rules, the usual threshold is 60. Now that the calendar pressure is off, Murkowski says the Senate should hold bipartisan hearings and construct a health care bill that can be thoroughly studied. She says she likes the central idea of Graham-Cassidy, that states should have more flexibility and control over their health care dollars.
Can I get behind an idea like that? Yeah. But is the devil in the detail? Yes. And so were we there yet? No.
Murkowski says she wasn't convinced the bill had adequate protection for people with pre-existing conditions or a strong ban on the return of lifetime limits for insurance claims. The bill's sponsors tried to sweeten it for Alaska with measure after measure that would have sent money to the state. Murkowski says Senators Lindsey Graham and Bill Cassidy dug into the Alaska particulars and learned how expensive it is to deliver health care in the state. Murkowski says their concerns seem genuine and beyond just courting her vote.
If you can get people intrigued with your state and then willing to help you, that makes all the difference in the world.
Senator Dan Sullivan didn't declare a position on Graham-Cassidy. He issued a statement saying he was convinced the bill would have brought more funds to Alaska, but he called the bill compelling, but said they ran out of time to study the effects. The future of Fairbanks downtown is the focus of a new planning effort. The project follows a rescinded plan that wasn't followed through on. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The Fairbanks North Star Borough is leading a multi-stakeholder approach to replace the Vision Fairbanks plan for the city's downtown.
Over the last 10-plus years, we've started to see concerns about the plan not reflecting the actual activity downtown.
Borough Community Planning Director Christine Nelson says the old plan, rescinded by the Assembly this summer, was very specific, and its essential tenets were not followed through on.
Two-way streets on Cushman and Barnett didn't happen, and new zoning wasn't adopted by the Assembly, and nobody's planning on moving the transit center. So those are basic tenets of this plan that didn't happen.
Rather than talking a lot about all the things that downtown could be, I think you need to look pretty hard at what is it likely to be and how do we help it be as good at that as it can?
Fairbanks Downtown Association Executive Director David Vandenberg experienced the failure of the old plan and agrees it was too specific. He says the association has brainstormed some basic business and residential priorities for the new plan, starting with abatement of rundown buildings.
The Polaris is there, and we've got to do that. There's some other really dilapidated properties on the periphery of downtown, so let's look at that. Parking is a perennial issue that we deal with. And another is it is to look at zoning downtown. The central business district, the most restrictive type of zoning, covers much of downtown. The CBD needs to be contracted to the downtown core where it really makes the most sense. So those would be the three big things that we think just that any credible plan has to address.
The Downtown Association has representatives on a borough-formed working group developing the new plan. The first in a series of public meetings to help shape the plan is happening Wednesday night from 6 to 9 at the Westmark Hotel downtown. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.
I'm Robert Hannon.